good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good, and God is in charge. I thank God for Jesus because his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. We thank God for who he is and what he's done and what he is doing in our lives. We thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for our realtor, Shanita Kelly of Sampson Realtors. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. Thank God for you, Shanita Kelly, praying, powerful woman of God, about the work of the Lord, making that first sale a blessing and not a burden, and selling of your home that you're in now a blessing and not a burden. She is a powerful praying woman of God. She believes in the power of prayer, and she knows what prayer can do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, located 2108 North Charles Street. Dr. David Gaines is truly a man of God, there to complete and do the work of God for natural hairstyles. Dr. David Gaines is located at 2103. Yes, let me get that right. 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Dr. David Gaines also provides fresh fruits and vegetables for the community, but you need to give him a call at 443-449-3631. Give Dr. David Gaines a call if you want that natural hairstyle, if you would like to have your hair cut. He has a barber on site. Dr. David Gaines, give him a call at 443-449-3631. You must mask up. You must mask up to see Dr. David Gaines or his barber or come in to pick up fresh fruits and vegetables. From 2103 North Charles Street, give him a call today at 443-449-3631. Again, that number is 443-449-3631. Give Dr. David Gaines a call today. And he is praying, a powerful praying man of God. And we thank God for Dr. David Gaines and his beautiful wife, Demetria. God bless you and your family in its entirety for the work that you're doing. God bless you real good, my dear brother. Also, we thank God for the family tree. The family tree is located at 2108, yes, 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. The family tree is there to support you in raising children up. We know that we have many grandparents, great-grandparents, who are raising their children, aunts and uncles. We have foster parents that are raising children. And we want to raise families up, the entire family, amen? And we know that parenting is a male and female job. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We thank God because it takes a village to raise a child. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing men and women of God that will support others and helping to assist them with raising their children. God is good. The family tree is located, again, at 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. It's known all around the world. It is a nonprofit organization. I am one of the facilitators for the family tree and have been for over 20 years. God is truly good. We're doing great and mighty things, assisting you, both professional and skilled parents with knowledge and understanding of how to lead and direct our children in the right path. Kids Care Plus program, the family tree, raising families up, free child care, spaces limited, respite child care program. Kids Care Plus provides free short-term child care for ages 2 to 12. With this program, you can find a safe and nurturing environment for when you need it most. We provide drop-in care for up to 4 hours. With the same qualified staff and activities as full-time child care. If you need a break, sometimes we just need a break from our children. Kids Care Plus program is where you want to have them in a safe environment. If you have a doctor's appointment, Kids Care Plus program is where you want to place your children. Job interviews. You may be applying for a job. You may want to go to a job fair. Kids Plus program. Kids Plus program is where you want to take them. If you're feeling overwhelmed, yes, sometimes you feel overwhelmed, you just need a break away. Kids Care Plus program, respite child care program. Call them at 443-451-9806. 443-451-9806. 451-9806. Give them a call today. There's limited space. The hours are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, not on the weekends. They need a break, too. Amen? Give them a call at 443-451-9806. Also, 24-hour parenting hotline. If you need to talk with someone, you're feeling stressed out, call the 24-hour parenting helpline, 1-800-243-7337. 1-800-243-7337. You need to talk with someone, feel stressed out, don't know which direction to go in. Parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts and uncles, give the 24-hour parenting helpline a call at 1-800-243-7337. You don't have to go through this by yourself. You're not alone. Amen? As the Word of God says, you're never alone. God will always send you somebody. Praise God. Glory be to God. Raising Families Up. The Family Tree, a national organization, there to help you in times like these. Located at 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. And yes, I am calling it blessed. Call things as they are, as we want them to be. FamilyTreeMD.org. You want to go online? FamilyTree, all lowercase letters, MD.org. Again, that's FamilyTreeMD.org. If you'd like to call them at 410-889-2300, give them a call today. I believe their hours at 10 o'clock until about 2. So, again, that's the Family Tree, all lowercase letters, md.org. Hallelujah. If you need the Kids Care Plus program, Respite Child program, you can give this number out, 443-451-9806. We are ministering to the total person. Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries minister to the total person, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Amen. We know the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We know what prayer could do. We believe in the power of prayer. Glory, hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. We assist individuals. We assist individuals with their needs. We pray for you. And then we help you provide a solution to your problems. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Kids Care Plus program is for you. We have Dr. David Gaines. We have our realtor. We have food distribution, clothing distribution. We help you locate jobs. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Help you with transportation. I am a certified licensed mental health therapist. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And a licensed certified, board certified Christian counselor. God said, study to show yourself approved unto God. And I thank God for Jesus, for me being obedient to the word of God. I'm board certified in crises and abuse. Board certified. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to go a little bit further. We thank God. Be obedient to the word of God, my sisters and brothers. We don't know everything. Sometimes we have to go and learn something. I don't know it all. But I thank God for being obedient to the word of God. Then I want to say you accept your assignments that God has given you. Everything is not your assignment. Everything is not your assignment. Some people are doctors. Everybody can't be a doctor. Somebody is a lawyer. Everybody can't be a lawyer. Some people are cooks or chefs. Everybody's not a cook or a chef. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Some people are teachers of the word of God. Some people are teachers in our schools, our universities, our colleges. And we thank God that you have accepted your assignment, and not only accept your assignment, but you study to show yourself approved to receive that degree that you receive. To get that training, if you're going to a vocational school, getting vocational training as a beautician, Dr. David Gaines, glory be to God. We thank Jesus. Even the word of God tells us to train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he should not depart from it. Training is very important. Teaching is very important. A lot of people lack training. Receiving instructions. Glory, hallelujah. You may not understand the instructions, but you know what? I receive them and let God do the rest. Thank you, Jesus. He's given us leaders. Pray for your leaders. Glory, hallelujah. Pray for your leaders. They're human beings. They're not robots, and they're not perfect. And you are not perfect either. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Pray for our world leaders. Thank you, Jesus. Pray that the Spirit of God will fall upon them. The Word of God tells us in the latter days he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. It said all flesh. Uh-huh. Go to the Word of God, and there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. It may be done in a different way, but my sisters and my brothers, the Word of God tells us there's nothing new under the sun. Read your Word. Study your Word. Don't try to be like someone else. Let God lead and direct your path. You said you trust in God. You believe in God. You're going to serve until you die. Stop lying. Stop lying to the almighty living God. You said you love him. Love is an action word. Amen. Love is an action word. I hear folks that's going around saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. But they don't show that love. Love is an action word. I show my love to individuals, and that's what we should do. Help a brother or a sister out. Support a brother or a sister. Show your love. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're speaking today. Love is an action word. And we walk by faith and not by sight. Trust God. Believe God. Amen. You said you trust him. Mm-hmm. At all times. All times. Not just in the good times when things are going your way. Tim, no matter what. When it's raining. When it's storming outside. When a storm comes to your life. When you just can't quite understand what is going on in your life, you trust God, men and women of God. I'm talking to men and women of God. Sometimes I see the world have more faith than men and women of God. They go on about their lives. Men and women of God, we got to trust God. Stop murmuring and complaining and say, God, I trust you. You said the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Uh-huh. The Lord is my salvation, is my light, and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Why are you living in fear? Use wisdom, but don't live in fear. Be wise, but don't live in fear. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of God is speaking today, not me. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., and I'm glad to say who I am. Yes, I'm happy about my assignment that God has given me. Thank you, Jesus. God has called me out, not man. And I know who I am in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. I know who I am in Jesus Christ. And we thank God for the Savior. Yes, we thank God for the Savior who set us apart in times like these. To live holy, clean lives. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to stop murmuring and complaining and praise God. When praises go up, blessings come down. I don't care what's happened to you. You praise God anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, glory, hallelujah. Praise him anyway. I'm praying for that young woman that just went through a sexual molestation. In the midst of that rape, she said she was praising God. I'm praying for that young woman. In the midst of her being raped, she said she was still praising God, praying for the rapist. Truly a woman of God, a woman that trusts in God. She prayed for his salvation. Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. Praying from woman of God, powerful woman of God, still praising and praying for the rapist. My God, and we are praying for his salvation too, that he will surrender to the Almighty Living God. We are praying and thank God for that family that I spoke with on yesterday, that are praying for the individual that murdered someone in their family. I thank God for that family. They said they're trusting God. And we're praying for that murderer to turn himself in. God, trouble his mind and his spirit, or he or she, would turn themselves in. They're praying for the murderer that took their family member's life. My God, my God. We got some powerful men and women of God. And we thank God for you that are trusting God and setting an example for the men and women of God. Strong men and women of God. We thank God for you, my dear sister. We are praying for you. God will bring you through in everything. We got to trust him. In everything, we got to trust him, my sisters and my brothers. We ought to praise God and worship God. Give him the honor and the glory at all times, good season and bad season. When we don't quite understand, you praise him anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. I prayed for the woman that did me wrong in that school. I prayed for her salvation. And look at God. I was angry. Yes, I was. I was angry. But I prayed for her salvation. And I thank God for Jesus, my sisters and my brothers, because I knew that God had touched my life. And I'm saved. I'm born again. God will test us. God will test us. Let me see if you're going to go through this. Uh-huh. Let me see what you're going to do with this. Yes, he will test us and try us. You say you're a woman of God. You go to church on Sunday. Praise him, worship him, glorify him, magnify him on Sunday. Then what about Monday? Uh-huh. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What happened then? When testing time occurs. Uh-huh. You can praise him on Sunday. Oh, Lord, look, Jesus good. God is good. Oh, you're lifting up your hands all over the floor. Oh, my God, just shouting and glorifying God on Sunday. But when Monday comes, what happens? Or even after church, what happens? After that service? When you're not in your pastor's eyesight. Uh-huh. Can you praise him then? When someone hit your car? Can you praise him then when somebody has broken into your home and you weren't there? You need to praise him, glorify him, and magnify him at all times. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalm 91, El Psalm of Protection, and you should know it by now. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers and make his wings, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that floweth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000, watch out, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 to thy right hand, but it should not come nigh thee. And that's a lie. That's a whole lie. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because he has set his love upon me. Uh-huh. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. In all thy ways, not just in some. He will keep you in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash a foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion, an adder, the young lion, and a dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Watch out. The word of God says, I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, where I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's the word of God for the people of God. Are you trusting him this morning without a doubt? Stop murmuring and complaining. My God, my God, my God. Are you trusting God today? In the good times, in the bad times, when we just don't quite understand, you trust God. You trust God. God knows all about your situation. He knows about yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He already knows what's going to happen. So if you say you trust God, then you need to trust God. Lean not to thy own understanding. You're not going to understand everything that God does in your life, and you don't have to. All you got to do is trust him, my sisters and my brothers. Psalm 35, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. This is the hour of salvation. Salvation is free, my sisters and my brothers. Psalm 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good, and you will feel so much better. You ain't got to give nobody a piece of your mind. You ain't got to tell nobody off. You ain't got to wish evil on no one. Stop wishing evil on someone. That's going to bounce back to you. Uh-huh. What you make happen for someone, God will make happen for you. Don't wish evil on no one. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, not you. Thank you, Jesus. He shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Rest. Some of us need to just take some time out and rest in the Lord. I didn't say sleep, but rest in the Lord and wait patiently. Don't hurry, God. God's ways are not your ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. Rest in the Lord, my sisters and my brothers, and wait patiently. Wait patiently, he said. Timing is everything. And the word of God says there's a time for everything. Everything. A time for everything. Keep that in your spirit. There is a time for everything. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because a man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. I hope you're not one of those wicked ones. Cease from anger. Cease from anger. Cease from anger. I got to get that in my spirit as well as you. Cease from anger. There's a time for everything. Keep that in mind, too. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself at any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. An inheritance is waiting for you. Don't mess up. You want to receive your inheritance from the Lord, not from man. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, they shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. The wicked potter begins to just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as upright in conversation. Their sword, watch out now, their sword shall enter their own heart and their bows shall be broken. This is the word of God. Not my word, not your word, the word of God. A little, thank you, Jesus, my little bit, a little that the righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. Thank you, Jesus, for my little bit. I'm thank you for the little bit, God, because I know you want to take care of me with my little bit. I'm not greedy. I thank you, God, for my little bit. The word of God says, a little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many of the wicked. We got some wicked, rich folk out here. Wicked, rich folk. Wicked, greedy. The Spirit of God says, stop being greedy. The Word of God says, the little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many of the wicked. And he's going to transfer that wealth from the wicked to the righteous. Thank you, Jesus. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Yes, he does. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Get that in your spirit. The Lord already knows. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Ever, my sisters and my brothers, mean forever. Only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. If you're doing it for selfish reasons, I plead with you this morning, don't do it. If you're doing it to impress someone this morning, don't do it. Only what you do for Christ will last. Not for your name being sounded out. Only what you do will last. You're not going to worry about it. You're not going to be worried about nobody sounding out your name. Only what you do for Christ will last. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bless you, Father God. We come in the magnificent name of Jesus this morning, lifting up the glorifying, magnifying the holy name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we love you this morning. We worship you. We adore you. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory on this day, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We lift up all of those, Father God, who called upon you for prayer at this time. We believe in the power of prayer, and we know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. We thank God because we found the answer. We learned how to pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for food on our table. We thank you for clean, fresh water that those of us have in our homes. We thank you, Father God, because you kept our homes intact. You kept us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you have blessed us over and over and over and over again. Even in our mess, Father God, you kept us safe. Even in our mess, you protected us, Father God. Even in our mess, you fed us, you clothed us, you guided us, you healed us. Even in our mess, we didn't even call upon your name. Even in our mess, Father God, you have been with us all the way. You said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you right now, Father God. Even when times we don't understand, we know that you have not forsaken us. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for Dr. Jill Biden, her husband, Joe Biden, President of the United States of America. We pray for him, Father God, that you'll touch his mind, body, spirit, and soul, and that he will do right by you, that you'll trouble his mind and his spirit, he will stand up for what thus saith the Lord, that he will correct some things that were done previously in his life and do it according to the word and the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. Trouble his mind and his spirit that he'll do right by you. And if he do right by you, the Almighty Living God, he'll do right by the people of God. Trouble his mind. Wake him up and shake him up this morning. Let him and his wife be on one accord. Dr. Jill, we pray that you and your husband will be on one accord in Jesus Christ. Grant him godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. We pray for Carmela, Vice President Carmela Harris, and her spouse. Touch their minds, their bodies, their spirits, and their souls, that they want to do right by you, God. We pray right now for all of our world leaders, our kings, our queens, the Pope, ambassadors, missionaries who are traveling all around the world opening up churches, our evangelists that are traveling different locations, sharing the word of God. Our missionaries and our evangelists have a great task of traveling, ministering the word of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because that is their assignment. A missionary, that's your assignment. An evangelist, that is your assignment. Thank you, Jesus. You are a missionary. You are an evangelist. The word of God says there'll be some, and we thank God for some. Everybody's not called out to be a missionary or an evangelist. We thank you, Father God, for they go out and teach the word and share the word. They go out. They don't stay in one place. The word of God says, go ye. Amen. Those of you that have the assignment as a missionary and evangelist, we thank God for you. Powerful men and women of God going out and sharing the word. We thank God for evangelist Jacknita Taylor going out and sharing the word. Missionary Sarah Hammett, we thank God for you going out and sharing the word of God. We thank God you go into the church. The church is a filling station. You go in and get taught and you get trained. Then you go out on the streets. Thank you, Jesus. In the nursing homes, in the hospitals. Glory, hallelujah. In the schools, colleges, the universities. Thank you, Jesus. In our neighborhoods. In different cities and counties. You go out. That's your assignment. That's your calling. Missionaries and evangelists, we thank God for you. Your assignment. We thank God for your assignment. That's what God has assigned you to do. We thank God for the archbishops, the chief apostles, the apostles. He said some, the word of God. He said some. We thank God for our pastors, our deacons and deaconesses and trustees, our elders, Elder Annette Dawn and Elder Smith. We thank God for you, Elder Pastor Linda of Road to Life Ministries. Elder Donnette and Elder Dawn and Elder Annette Smith, we thank God for you. Keeping Hope Alive Ministries. We thank God for you, Reverend Dr. Pastor Hickman. We thank God for you as you go throughout the streets as an evangelist, sharing the word of God for years and years and years. We thank God for you. God is good. Know what your assignment is, my sisters and my brothers. We thank God, glory, hallelujah, for Brother and Ruth Bellamy, teaching the word of God. We thank you for your teaching, your powerful ministry of teaching in the nursing homes, in the hospitals, and most of all, your family. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's older, he will not depart from it. We thank God for you. We thank God for you, Elder Cassie Lofton, Deacon Andre. We thank God for you, Lofton, doing the work of God. We thank God for you. God is truly good. Thank you, Jesus, for Harry and Linda Bennett in New Jersey, We thank God for you. Dr. Ron Green, we thank God for you. Jill Green in Miami, Florida. We thank you, God, for Elder Annette in Florida. We thank God for you. Still carrying out the word of God. We thank God for our Chancellor, Apostle Dr. Alberta V. Montgomery, Global Bible University, sharing the word in the midst of all that's going on. We thank God for this great woman of God, Apostle Dr. Alberta V. Montgomery, teaching us how to share, teaching us how to share the word of God, training us up in the way that we should go. We thank God for you, Archbishop Alamasi, truly a woman of God. We thank God for you and your training and teaching that you're giving to God's people. We thank God for King Alamasi. We're praying for Africa, West Africa, South Africa, Guyana. We're praying for the men and women that God will bless them and keep them and guide them and lead them and deliver them. We're praying for you in Venezuela. Yes, we are. Russia. Yes, we're praying for Russia. God knows all about that situation. Praying for Afghanistan. We're praying, glory, hallelujah, for those of you that are in Germany, West Germany. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, we're praying for you. God is able. God is good. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's the kind of God that I serve. And we trust him. We trust him with our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We trust him with our mothers. Mother Annie Green, God is able. He's a healer. 91 years he's been with you every step of the way. And you're still trusting him. And I thank God for Jesus. You're trusting him without a doubt that he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Stop carrying everybody else's burdens, my sisters and my brothers. Stop carrying your children's burdens. Stop carrying your grandchildren's burdens. Stop carrying your niece and nephew's burdens. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. That's what take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Stop carrying everybody else's burdens. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Tammy Caesar, we are praying for you. God is able. He's a healer. Pastor Shirley Caesar, we are praying for you too. God is able. God is able. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, God is able. Thank God. He's healed you from that massive heart attack. We know what God can do. We thank God. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, truly a woman of God, believes in the power of God, knowing what God could do. He lift you up out of your deathbed. He raised you up, and we know what God could do. And we know what he's done for you over and over again. Billy Edwards, we are praying for you. Tina Sewell, we are praying for you. Diane, we are praying for you. God is able. We are praying for you, TJ Staten. God is able. He's blessing you over and over and over again. Diane Green, God is blessing you over and over again. He is a healer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Jill Green of Miami, Florida, God is still keeping, guiding, and leading you. Thank God and praise God for that retirement. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you're still able to go forth and make a difference in somebody else's life. We thank you, Father God, for those that have retired and still retiring at a young age and have their health and strength to go forth and make a difference in someone's life. We thank you for healing Dr. Ron Green. Thank you, Jesus. God is a miracle worker. He wasn't lucky. God is a miracle worker. God wants to show us some things in times like these. He's still working miracles, signs, and wonders in our lives. And we thank you, Jesus, for working miracles right now, touching someone's mind. Someone is confused, don't know which direction to go in. We come against that confusion right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Work it out. Lay hands on your forehead and call upon the name of Jesus and say, I am not confused. I believe in the Almighty Living God, and God is not the author of confusion. Lay hands on your forehead and say, I am not confused. I am not suffering from mental illness. I am not suffering from bipolar. I am not suffering from paranoid schizophrenic disorder. I am not confused. God is not the author of confusion. God is a mind regulator. Heal that mind right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Believe. Believe. Trust him. You may be on medication. That's all right. Pray and seek the Lord. Pray that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. God created the doctors. Pray for your doctors. Pray for the medication. Lay hands on yourself. He's a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Get your mind off the things of the world. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And focus on the Almighty Living God. Chief Apostle Joanne Fawley, God is able. God has kept you over and over and over and over again. You know, when we get closer and closer through a breakthrough, the enemy gets busy. But he's a liar and he's a deceiver. You got the victory, my sisters and my brothers, in Jesus Christ. No matter what the situation is, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You got the victory in Jesus Christ. No matter what the situation is. We are praying for those who have lost loved ones this past year, month, week. We're praying for you. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That unspeakable joy. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. That individual that's staying in need of a job. God has the right job for you. He has a career for you. He won't just provide a job. He'll provide a career for you. Thank you, Jesus, for that creative mind. That individual that was able to create their own career. We thank you, Father God, for those creative minds. Those that sow. Those that cook. Thank you, Father God, for those creative minds, those that even clean buildings and floors. We thank you, Father God, right now for our janitors, our cleaning persons, our sanitation workers. We thank God for them. Very important jobs. We thank God for our sanitation workers, our engineers, those that are cleaning our buildings, those that are cleaning homes. We thank God for you right now. You're very important. We thank God for you. Bless them, Father God, above and beyond what they could imagine or what they could think. We thank God for them. They're completing their assignments. They know what their assignments are. And we thank you right now, Father God. We pray for our conductors of the trains, our pilots, our bus drivers, our Uber drivers, our Lyft drivers, that our people will be safe, them, that they will get the rest that they need to perform their jobs in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now, Father God, for those, Father God, UPS workers, Amazon workers. We thank you, Father God, for our postal system. We thank you, Father God, for Sister Greta Mills. Our postal workers, Father God, you know who they are. Touch them as they walk the streets in the heat. Touch them as they walk the streets in the storms, the rain, the sleet, the hail. Touch our postal workers, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Bless them. Be with them. Guide them. Lead them. Direct them. We pray for those, Father God, with the illegal guns in their hands right now, that they'll lay those weapons down in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds, their spirits, their souls. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, that they will no longer fire those weapons in our homes, our schools, our universities, our churches, our cities, our counties and our nation. Lay down those illegal weapons in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of destruction right now. Lives are valuable. We value our lives. Touch their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Not the weapons. It's the individuals. They need you, Jesus. Come into their lives right now. Touch their minds. Trouble their minds and their spirits that they'll cry out to you and surrender and say, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Stop that dear one that wants to commit suicide. Stop him or her from cutting their wrists, Father, in the name of Jesus. Stop that one that has those pills in their hands that wants to take away their lives in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. There'll be no suicide on our watch. God has a plan for your life, my sisters and my brothers. And that plan will come into fruition. Satan, you're a liar and you're a deceiver. We will not have another individual to commit suicide. My God, my God, my God. Not on our watch. Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. And what a friend you have in Jesus. If you got Jesus as your friend, that's enough. God will give you other individuals and put other individuals in your life that will share that agape love, unconditional love of Jesus Christ. We thank you right now, Father God, for Desmond Stewart. Bless him. Be with him. Guide him and lead him in his travels. We pray, Father God, for Shanita Kelly, Rael Kelly, Zariel Kelly, Diamond Tickle. We're praying for you. God is blessing you. God will make a way out of no way. God will keep you and guide you and lead you and direct you. We're praying for Elijah Kelly, Father God. We're praying for him, Father God. You know exactly what he's staying in need of. And it's Jesus. We're praying for all of our black males, special prayers for our black males in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch their minds, their spirits, Father God. We pray for every drug addict, every drug pusher. Trouble their minds and their spirits, Father God. Take away their desire for drugs out of their system right now. They will no longer need crack, heroin, cocaine, illegal pills. Take away their desire, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. They didn't cry out for the name of Jesus. That you will infiltrate their mind, their body, and their spirit, and their soul. They will not have the desire for illegal drugs. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you right now for deliverance. Deliverance is at hand. This is the hour of salvation. Playing time is over. Get right with God and do it now. Trust him. We thank you, Father God, for deliverance right now. We thank you, Father God, for pouring out your spirit upon all flesh. We thank you right now, Father God, for pouring out your spirit upon all flesh. We thank you for your favor, the favor of God, my sisters and my brothers. You have the favor of God, Evangelist Janet Griffith. You have the favor of God, and may it rest upon you. Touch your children, Jonathan. Bless Jonathan. Touch his mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate that mind. Christina, Victor, touch him right now, Father God. I pronounce a blessing in the lives of all of those that have accepted their assignments. Glory, hallelujah. That have accepted their assignments from the all-living God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We pray for Ophelia Warmly and the Warmly family, the Walker family. We're praying for you. God is able. The Gibson Magwood family. We're praying for you. Keep families together, Father God. Bring back those wayward sons and daughters in Jesus Christ, that they will honor their mother and father. Glory, hallelujah. The word of God says, honor thy mother and father as they are in the Lord, the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory on this day that you'll touch those that have celebrated another birthday, another day of life, another day of living, celebration time, another year. Walk with us, Jesus. We invite you into our lives on this day. He is a gentleman. Invite him into your life on this day. Repent of your sins. Repent of your sins. Turn away from your wicked way of living and cry out to your almighty living God. It don't cost you nothing. Salvation is free. This is the hour of salvation. Call upon the name of Jesus. Invite him into your life on this day. This day. Don't wait until tomorrow. Invite him in too. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force you to do anything that you don't want to do. We thank God you have a choice to do the right thing in Jesus' name. Do the right thing in Jesus' name. God honors your request. You may not understand, but you'll understand it better by and by. We're praying for you, Heather, in Kansas City. God bless you as you celebrate another year. Brandon Mike, California, we're praying for you. Kobe Green, we're praying for you in Arizona. We're praying for you. This is a worldwide prayer of faith ministries, and we believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do, Sister Burdetta. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. Bless your family in its entirety. Walk with us, Jesus. Be with us and guide us throughout this day. Protect us from seen and unseen danger. Umbala shamba ekala shata. Bless your people. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Touch those, Father God, that are unsaved, that they'll fall on bending knees and surrender to you right now. On this day, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. On this day. On this day, we thank you, Father God. And we seal this prayer in the precious name of Jesus. Tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. for the power hour of prayer with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D. God has given me those assignments, and I receive them in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Receive your assignment this day as an evangelist, a missionary, as an apostle. Glory, hallelujah, as the archbishop, as the bishop. Receive your assignment as a pastor, as a leader in the body of Christ. Receive your assignment today. Read the word of God. It's there. We thank you, Father God. We give you praise, the honor, and the glory. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God bless you real good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory, hallelujah.